Okay, everybody, so today's daf is daf Chaf Gimel. We're holding the Mishnah towards the bottom of the Amud. Says the Mishnah, Shtei Menachos Shlei Nikmetzu. You have two separate Kabbonis Mincha. Both of them somehow got into the same Kli Shares, and neither of them was a Kmitza given or extracted yet. Okay. Menasar Bezu Bezu. And the two met each other and they became mixed with one another. What does that mean? Because when we're talking about taruvis, taruvis could mean that the two ends of the two menachis got mixed, but otherwise you can see these are two separate menachis, or it could be that the whole thing merged and became like one tall heap. So therefore, says the Mishnah, really depends on the circumstances. If it's such that you can see, this is Reuven's mincha on the right, this is Shimon's mincha on the left, even though on the bottom the flowers have touch each other, but nevertheless they're 90% separate. So then the kohen can take a kmitza from the right one for Reuven and take a kmitza for the left one for Shimon, and everything is great. Shalom Yisrael. Then it's ksheres. Then lav, however, if there's been such a major mix of the two menachos, where you cannot assure that you're taking a kmitza from Reuven's mincha and a kmitza from Shimon's mincha, because maybe in Reuven's mincha there's some of the soles of Shimon's mincha, and maybe in Shimon's kmitza there's some of the soles of Reuven's mincha. That's no good. Okay, that's pretty straightforward. You have the koimitz, let's say, of Reuven's mincha, and the kmitz was already removed, and it got mixed in with the mincha shaloi nikmitza of Shimon's mincha, where no kmitz was removed yet. So what do you do now? Says the Mishnah lo yakdir, don't be makter it, vim hikdir. If, however, b'dieved, you didn't ask anybody any shaylas, and you took the entire mixture, the kmitza, together with the mincha shaloi nikmitza, vim hikdir zusha nikmitza oyu lebalim, because that's a fine, wonderful kmitza, even though I cannot identify exactly where the kmitza begins, where the kmitza ends, but I know that the full kmitza is there, and it was mixed in with the other mincha where no kmitza was taken, so the zusha loy nikmitza oyu lebalim. So the one that the kmitza had already been separated, that works. And therefore, since you put it on top of the maracha, the bala.
The whole thing, the whole thing.
Again, this case of the Mishnah is talking about that the kmitza of Reuven's mincha got mixed into the entire mincha of Shimon's mincha, where Shimon's mincha, no kmitza had been given. So the Mishnah says, don't bother being makter yet, because the second one, there's no way of giving the kmitza at this point, because it's mixed in with the first kmitza. So lo yakter. However, you didn't ask any questions. Then hit there. If you went and put the whole thing on, bakal mika kol, the whole kit and caboodle, that mincha together with the kmitza, so then the kmitza works. Nikmitza oy lebalim. Zusha nikmitza oy lebalim. Zusha oy nikmitza. The second one where no kmitza was given, le oy lebalim, because no kmitza was separated. When it comes to a minchas Yisrael, you have to put a mincha on top of the mizbeach, not the entire not the entire mincha, but the kmitz on the mizbeach. So therefore, this one works, this one doesn't work. Finally, the Mishnah ends off, nis'arif kmitza bishireha, oy bishireha shel chaverta. What happens to you have only, make it simple, just go on the first case. Nis'arif kmitza bishireha. Reuven had a mincha, the kohen went and removed the kmitza, but instead of putting the kmitza in a new klisharis, he put it back in the original klisharis, and now it's got mixed together with the shirayim of Reuven's mincha. The whole thing is mixed together. Or it got mixed together with Shimon's mincha. Not the mincha, with his shirayim. Lo yakter, you should not be makterit. Why shouldn't you be makterit? So you remember we already had a gemara earlier. We had it already a couple of times. Gemara's going to have it again on the Amud Beis, because there's a rule. And the Gemara darshins lisaktir mimenu kol shemimenu leishim harihu bebal taktir. Any time where something has already been removed and has gone on the ishim, then the rest of it is bebal taktir, and that's referring to our shiraim over here. That once you remove the kmitza and you can put the kmitza on the mizbeach, then the shirayim is bal taktiru. You're not allowed to go and put the shirayim on the mizbeach. So therefore, layat. However, mimikter, if he did go and put the whole thing on, then oil lebalim, then it's kusha. Why is it kusha? Because the maisi you put the kmitza on. You're over the aveira of harihu bebal taktiru. You shouldn't put the shirayim on. Layat. But if you did it, it works in terms of it's a kosher card. Yes.
Yeah, where does Dvash come into play?
Dvash has nothing to do with our Mishnah, it has to do with the Pasuk. It says in the Pasuk, Yichol Sa'or V'chol Dvash Lisaktiru Mimenu Isha L'Hashem, that you never go and put on the Mizbeach Sa'or, which is sourdough, meaning that all of your Menachos, with just a couple of exceptions, all have to be Matzah, so Sa'or, stay away from the Mizbeach, as well as Dvash, don't add any sweetness to the Mizbeach. And therefore, that's one Pasuk. Now, the Pasuk of the Kichol Sa'ar B'chol Dvash, the Chazal went and split up that Pasuk and said, yeah, we know what the din is, but now it says, separately, Leisaktiru Mimenu Isha L'Hashem, and the Gemara dashes from that. Leisaktiru Mimenu Isha, any type of carbon where part of it has already been put on the Mizbeach, Koshim Mimenu L'Isha, the shirayim should not be put on the mizbeach. Specifically, when you're talking about a korban mincha, since you put a kmitza on the mizbeach, a person wants to say, "Well, I would like to be super frum, and instead of just putting the kmitza on, I want to put the entire mincha on." You're not allowed to kosh mimenu leishim, since part of it is intended and is destined to go on the ishim, meaning the kmitza. Don't put the shirayim on the mizbeach. You have the same type of concepts, for instance, by a regular carbon. Regular carbon, you go and put the imran on the mizbeach from, except for a carbon oila, all other carbonas, you only put some of it leishim. So if you put the imran, you did a beautiful job. What happens if you decided to go and put the basar of a carbon? The basar of a carbon has nothing to do with the mizbeach. That's supposed to be eaten. Either supposed to be eaten by the kahana, but by balim, depending on the carbon. So kosher mimenu leishim, any type of carbon where part of it is supposed to go on the ishim on the fire, then the rest of it is babal taktiru. Don't put it on the fire. Okay? So in our case over here, what happened was the koimitz got mixed in with the shirayim. So the koimitz, of course, you're supposed to put on the mizbeach. The shirayim, you're not allowed to put on the mizbeach because of that pasuk. So therefore, loyatir. The victim, what happens if he did it? No, he was over the aveira of Kichosor, not the Chukam. I'm sorry, if you're going to mention that, you're going to ask the same question. He's going to be Oivan the Lisaktiru, Mimenu Isha Hashem, Koshi Menu the Isham, Hariyu Babal Taktiru. He'll be Oivan, but Lamasi, he'll be Yoitza, the mitzvah of this Korah Mincha, because the Mincha, the Kmitza, will have been put on the Mizbeach.
But they mentioned, when was Dvash at any time introduced, or why was it, meaning that I didn't hear Dvash before?
Okay, so you have to look at the early Pesukah. If I'm not mistaken, the context is talking about a person who was bringing Bikurim to the Beis HaMikdash.
Mm-hmm.
And Bikurim is the first fruits, not all the fruits, only of Shiv Samina, and those are supposed to be given to the Kehanim, and the Kehanim go and eat from it. Now, one might have thought, oh, I have a good idea. Instead of giving the new dates, giving it to the Kahanim, let me put them on the Mizbeach. Even a greater mitzvah, I'm giving it to Hashem. The answer is no. When it says Dvash in the Torah, it's usually referring to Dvash tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
So therefore it's telling you, don't put on the Mizbeach, rather go and give it like the Torah requires, it be called and give to the Kahanim, not on the Mizbeach.
Mm-hmm.
What happened with the whole thing of Minu B'Minu and Lombat?
Oh, we're going to get into Min B'Minu right now. I'm so happy that you introduced that, because you've paved the way to today's Gemara. Now, from here till the end of the daf, we're going to focus on a machlokes between Rav Chisda and Reb Chanina. And they are both going to go and delve into the issue of Min B'Minu, bottle or Eile bottle. And as you're going to go and see, the easy case of min b'minoi bottle or ein bottle is when you have, let's say, two pieces of meat, three pieces of meat, some of it's shchuta, some of it's nevela, and you want to know, do I have to be concerned that it became bottle, not bottle? So now, obviously, if you're talking about two different minim, if you have chicken and you have beef, you can easily tell the difference between one and the other. That's a min b'she'eino minoi. What happens, however, if you have two pieces of chicken or two pieces of beef? One is kosher, one is not kosher. Oy, that's min b'minoy. Min b'minoy, according to Rabbi Yehuda, loy batal. It's only kosher Rabbi Yehuda. Everybody else disagrees. Meaning, if you have, when we gave the example yesterday, you have 60 large kosher chickens, and you have one Purdue chicken that gets mixed in together with a large pot, and they're cooking together. Normally, the halacha is, when it comes to bishul, you go basar shishim. So if you have 60 times, make it easy. You have 100 kosher chickens and one non-kosher chicken. So the 100 kosher chickens overwhelms the one, and if you hold the min, the minoy is batal, then you have nothing to worry about. You can go and eat the soup, you can eat the chicken. You might have to take out one chicken just in case that is the one that's refa, but that's not our discussion for today. That's if you hold min b'minoi is bottle. If you hold min b'minoi ain't a bottle, even if you have 1,000 kosher chickens and one lousy Purdue chicken, sorry, Mr. Purdue, nevertheless, the whole thing becomes osur because min b'minoi loy bottle, according to Rabbi Yehuda. That's a fantastic machloikis. We're not going to focus today on legabe food to eat. We're going to talk about whether it's metame b'maga. Well, what do you mean metame b'maga? What happens if you have nevela meat getting mixed in together with gishochtene meat, kosher meat? The nevela meat is metame. Here we're not talking about chickens anymore because you're talking about chickens, it's only metame. So we're talking about regular beef, regular lamb, whatever. And we're going to talk about two of the same min, meaning the same beef, the same lamb, whatever, and they got mixed together. We're not going to talk today about eating, we're only going to talk about the halacha of maga, that it's metame b'maga. Maga means when you go and touch a nevela, the person becomes tame. Until now, the way we have understood min b'minoi is you just look at the pieces of meat. What we had earlier on, you look at the two dams that got mixed in together. If they look exactly the same texture and the same appearance, that's min b'minoi. However, we're going to introduce today a new concept of min b'minoi, and that is halachic min b'minoi. The fact that one happens to be a shchuta, one happens to be an avela, on the surface, that's two different minim, even though we're talking about the same cows, the same lambs, the same sheep, etc. So normally, according to Rabbi Yehuda, min b'mina means the same color, the same texture, the same type of meat. According to Rabbi Chiya, we'll see in the Amud Beis, we also have to look at the halachic ramifications of the meat to determine whether it's min b'minai or min b'she'ena mina. One further nekuda before we start the machlokes between Rabbi Chizda and Rabbi Chanina is that even if at this moment the two happen to be totally separate entities, and therefore it's a min b'she'ena minai, say both Rav Chizda and Rav Chanina, in understanding Rav Chia, which we'll get to mention on the Amud Beis, you don't only look at the present circumstances, you look at the ability of one to be transformed into the same min as the other. How can you go and transform it in the same min? Obviously not in the physical, but in the spirit, that you can go and change the status of perhaps nevela to become a shchuta. Now on the surface that's very hard. If it's already nevela, it can't be geshacht. Says Imar, the Gabi Tuma v'tahara, it is possible. Why? Because if you remember, there's a pasuk, the Gabe, a person that owns the Velas of Trefis. So it says in the pasuk, you're not allowed to go and eat it. What you can do is you can go and give it to the Ger Toishav, who lives in your community. You're allowed to give it to him. And the Gemara darshins elsewhere that when it says that you can go and give a Ger Sherecha to Nenav Achola, it's got to be Ro'ui Lager, meaning that it's not meat that has decayed and decomposed, and there's already a sirchein, a terrible stench, that's not roi l'achilas adam. If it's not roi l'achilas adam, it's not metame. Because nevela is only metame if it's roi l'achilas adam. So therefore, if I have a piece of nevela meat and I have a piece of shkuta meat, again, we're not talking about gabi eating, we're talking about legabi maga umasa. The shkuta meat, of course, is not metame. Kosher, fine. the nevela meat is metame, but leave that nevela meat over for a day or two or three or four until eventually it stinks from here to Canarsie. So what happens then? It's no longer metame. Oh, so the nevela can become like a shchuta legabi hilchis tuma v'tahar. Once that happens, it's no longer min b'she'enoi minoi. Now it becomes min b'minoi.
It's no longer ochlen. It's no longer edible. So how can it still be? How can it be min b'mino? Here we have shchuta meat that a person, even a Jew, a halacha abiding Jew, can eat.
Sure.
And here we have meat that's so disgusting.
A
dog would probably reject.
Doesn't have to be.
I'm saying, so why is it min b'mino if they're no longer under Torah's ochlen and one's no longer edible?
Okay, because the gami magro masa doesn't have to have a Torah's ochlen. Nevela is not metame because it's tumas ochlen, so there's a din of a nevela. So what the Gemara is telling us is, if it becomes so decayed and so decrepit, etc.,
it escapes its tumas.
It's no longer nevela anymore. If it's no longer, it's no longer metame. Basically, what you're saying. You don't have to say it's no longer an oichel. You go and say it's no longer anything. It's not metame anymore, and the whole Torah's nevela leaves it, and now it becomes like a shkutin. Don't eat it, chulira.
Yeah.
However,
it's,
the Gabi Hilchus,
it's puzzling because it's min.
For Hilchus Tumah v'Tahara, neither of them is metame any longer.
Okay.
So in terms of Tahara, they're both Torah.
Okay.
So that's kind of a general type of introduction. There's one more point that we also have to focus on. Hopefully all of this will become clearer as we go through the sugya. What do you look at in terms of the nevela becoming a shchuta? Meaning the shchuta was tohar, now you're converting the nevela also to become tohar. Do you look at the mivatel or the misbatel? Meaning do you look at the one which is the larger quantity, or do you look at the smaller quantity? Which one bends to the other to convert from a min b'she'ena minoi to min b'minoi? Do you look at, in the case of the nevela meat, that the nevela was, for instance, two nevela against one shchuta, therefore initially you had a min b'she'enoi minoi, this is nevela and this is shchuta. Or do you look at the case of the two shchutas and there was one nevela? Again, in both cases you have min b'she'enoi minoi. In both cases the nevela can eventually become a shchuta. Where does that make a nafkimina lahalacha legabi hilchas tumah v'tahara? Is it when the mivatel, meaning that the larger quantity is in the nevela and can convert to become a shchuta, or is the Rashi in the Gemara refers to it as the batel or the misbatel, that is the subject of this, which is the smaller quantity, that is the nevela and it can become into a shchuta in terms of losing its tumah? What he's going to tell us is that's a machloikis now between Rav Chisda and Rav Chanina. I know a lot of this sounds a little strange. Mir Tashem, hopefully become clear as we go through this again. It's Omer Rav Chisda. Nevela betela b'shchuta. You have over here three pieces of meat. Two of them are shchuta, one of them is nevela. Okay, says Rav Chisda, the nevela can become bottle in the shchuta. She efshe l'shchuta sheti asa nevela. Shchuta meat cannot become the nevela meat. Since it's shchuta, of course it could get a din of hilchas tumas ochlin if it touched a nevela, if it touched a dead sheretz and things. But the shchuta itself cannot become nevela. So you're telling me, but it can become tame. But it can't become tame an ava tumah dika tumah of nevela. At most, if it touches a nevela or a dead sheretz, whatever, it can become a rishon l'tumah. Anyway, the Gemara doesn't go into those details just to fend off puzzling questions that may be raised from time to time. So you have nevela, is betel v'shchuta, two kosher shchutas, one nevela. What happens now? The nevela meat becomes bottle in the shchuta. What does that mean, halacha l'maisa? Well, halacha l'maisa means that if you have any food item, such as truma, or even chulin, that were to go and touch any of these three pieces of meat, obviously if you were able to identify them, then there's nothing to talk about. But I can't identify them because all three pieces of roast beef, two of them are from a kosher shechita, one of them was unfortunately a nevela. Okay, so what happens now? So the Tanakhama says, since at this point it's a min b'she'enoi minoi, this is a shechuta, this is a nevela, and when I say Tanakhama, Rav Chisda. Since Rav Chisda holds that you always look at the mevatel, the mevatel in our case is the shchuta cannot become nevela, so it retains its din of min b'she'enoi minoi. Min b'she'enoi minoi is batel. And therefore, if now truma or other food items were to touch any one of these three, tohar, it does not become tamei. Why? It might have at least a 33% chance it touched the nevela. Yeah, the nevela became bottled to the shchuta, since it became bottled. So that it has a din like a shchuta. Don't eat from it, cholila. But legabi hilchas tuma v'tahara, it became bottled. Now let's take a quick look at the Rashi. Rashi, where it says Gemara, three lines before the bottom. Nevela b'teila b'shchuta. Im yeshtei chaticha shchuta. You have two pieces of shchuta and one piece of achas nevela. Vein yedua ezihi. And you don't know which one. It's b'teila. The nevela becomes bottle in the shchutais. That what? Shimnoga bi'achas me'achatichois. If a food item, a piece of eggs, chocolate, drinks, whatever, touched any one of these three pieces, any time it doesn't become tummy. Tamrin and shchuti. Because I say, this one is probably one of the shchuta, because it became bottle.
Because it's two versus one?
It's two against one, correct. But besides the fact that it's two against one, it's a min b'she'enoi minoi. Either all pieces of roast meat. But this goes like Reb Chiya, as we'll see in the Amud Beis, that we don't look at the texture, the color, and the practical, and the facts. We look at the halacha. And in terms of halacha, these are min b'she'enoi minoi. This is a nevela, and this is a shchuta. And continues the Rashi, she efshe l'shchuta sheti osa nevela, the shchuta which are the vatlim, they can't become nevela. Vatlim min b'she'enem minoi, and it's batal, the divyakal. And since it's batal, it loses its shame nevela, it becomes like a shtik shchuta for tumah v'tahara purposes. And what's going to happen now is that if it touches any other food item, it's going to be tohar, like Rashi said, einoi tomei. And just continuing the last Rashi in this part, Ushchuta eina b'teila b'nevela, im yesh shtei chatichos. Okay, so this is the next piece. Back to the Gemara. So first case of Chizza was two pieces of shchuta against one piece of nevela. And e efshel shchuta shidos nevela, since the shchuta, which is the mevatlim, that's the larger quantity, can't become a nevela, it remains forever a min b'she'enoi minoi, batel, and any food that touches one of those three remains tahor. As she says, ain't no time. Okay, so that's that case. Zokti Mara. What happens now? Ushchuta in the betelia. Which after the veil, she's oshchuta, the chimisracha is porcha. I'm going ahead of myself. The veil, the betelia, the shchuta. She after the shchuta, she also in the veil. Ushchuta in the betelia, the veil. It's a new case now. What does that mean? What happens if I have two against one, but two neveilois against one shchuta? Okay, so that's lechoira, the same type of situation. It's a min b'she'enoi minoi. This is a nevela. Two nevelas against one shchuta. I should say that becomes batel, and as a result, everything becomes now nevelas. Says the Gemara, no. We have to think about this, how Rav Chizda interprets this. You have a shchuta, and you have the two nevelas. The nevelas, l'choira, are min b'she'enoi minoi. Of course, there's a nevela, and that's shchuta. No. We are going to tell us that it does not become batel. Why not? She'efshen nevela sheti osa shchuta. The nevela can convert into a shchuta. How can nevela become a shchuta? Zot yimara delachim misracha, when it decays and starts having a terrible stench. Porcha tumasa, the tumah leaves. Ostame. Oh, that being the case, so even though that has not occurred yet, at this point in time, all three of them are edible. But since it has the potential, she'efshen, according to Rav Chizda, it's already deemed to be now, if you will, a shchuta. It's already kosher, so it's not to eat. But the gabi hilchas tumah v'tahara, and therefore it becomes now min b'minoi. Since it's min b'minoi, going according to Rav Yehuda and according to Rav Chizda, min b'minoi loy batel. So therefore, it retains its status of as a shchuta. It does not become bottle to nevela. And now were any other food item to touch one of these three, it's a sofik. Maybe the food item touched a nevela, maybe it touched a shchuta. But I don't understand, it's one out of three.
So you're right. Nevela becomes shchuta.
Sorry, Nachman?
You're saying that the nevela becomes shchuta.
The nevela has the potential of becoming a shchuta. Why does it have the potential to become a shchuta? Because if you leave it around for another 2-3 days, it's going to stink. And therefore, it will lose its tumah. At the moment, it happens to be a shtik nevela. So if that nevela touches anything else, of course, that other thing, that other food item is going to become tame. What we're saying is, the gabi hilchois bitl, it has a status now already of min b'minai. Why is it min b'minai? Because either it already is tahar, and that's the shchuta, or the nevela has the potential of becoming tahar by waiting another 2 or 3 days. So since it has a potential of becoming tahar, it becomes min b'minai loy batel, and therefore I have a full-fledged shchuta, does not become part of the nevela. So now if any other food item were to touch any one of these 3 pieces of meat, maybe it's touching nevela, but maybe it's touching shchuta, and therefore it only gets a din of safik tuma. Says Rashi, what difference does it make? Vade tuma, safik tuma. If the item that became tummy, the mushroom, is truma, since it's only safik tuma,
tolin
velo sarfin. And that's the next Rashi. So let's take a look at the next.
Tolin velo sarfin
means that if you have truma that is tummy, you have to burn it. You have to go and burn it. That's a mitzvah. However, what happens if you're not sure whether it's tummy or not? Tolin. Tolin means you put it on the side, you let it go and
decay,
decompose, and then you can dispose of it. But there are kavod. However, there's no mitzvah of burning it. There's only mitzvah of burning it if it's vadai tummy. So that's the next Rashi. Ushchut eini b'teila b'nevela. Now we're on to the second wide line. The other case. Im yesh dechachichos nevela liachas shchut b'neyem. Ain't a potato, it does not become bottled. The imnoga achas mehen betruma ain't a nisrafes. You don't say, if you would say that it's bottled, you'd say that all 3 have a status like nevelas, and then you would have to go and burn. No, this truma does not become bottled. Why doesn't it become bottled? We'll see in a moment. Achas mehen betruma ain't a nisrafes, oleh el toilet. You only go, and toilet means you put on the side. Shemazu yishchut efshi, yo efshinish. Next Rashi, she'efshin nevela she'to'as eshchut elikam mefarish taimed Rav Chisda, the ozel baser mevatel. We look at the mevatel. In this case, the mevatel were the nevelas. V'hoil v'efshel leroiv liyos kimut. The roiv cannot become imut. So this Rashi is now referring back to the first case. If you have the nevela among the 2 shchutois, the shchutois, which is the roiv, they cannot become muut. Why can't they become muut? Because the shchuta cannot become nevela. A nevela can become a shchuta in terms of losing its tumah, but the shchuta cannot become a nevela in terms of becoming a nevela. It can't become tummy. And therefore the yef shel roiv liyos mut have the kemimish ena minoi v'leyazdina baser batel. Since the kemimish ena minoi, it does not become batel. The avagav the yef shel mut liyos kemeruva have the kemimish ena minoi. So bottom line is okay. Next Rashi parcha tumah dechsev. Once it's decomposing and decaying, it's not nevela anymore, and it's just zero. So good. Okay, so according to Rav Chisda, we have 2 separate cases. We have 2 shchutois and 1 nevela. Since we look at the mevatel is the shchuta cannot become nevela, because it's Baruch Hashem, it's Torah, no reason why it should ever become nevela, and therefore it's a min v'she'enai minai. Since it's a min v'she'enai minai, the nevela among it does not becomes batel. Min v'she'enai minai, the nevela becomes batel to the shchuta. So if any truma or other food items were to touch any one of these 3 pieces of meat, einai tamei, does not become tamei. On the other hand, if you have 2 nevelos and 1 shchuta meat, since the 2 nevelos, even though on the surface it looks like a min v'she'enai minai, and min v'she'enai minai should say becomes bottle. No. Since you have 2 nevelos and 1 shchuta, and nevelos can become shchuta, meaning that they can lose their din of tuma. How, if you let it decay, it becomes now min b'minai. Min b'minai einai bottle. Since it doesn't become bottle, that shchuta, which is among the 2 nevelos, remains intact and strong. And what happens now is if any food item were to touch any one of those 3, since it might have touched nevela, but it might have touched shchuta, so therefore you do not say that it goes lisreifa, but rather it's only toilin v'loy sarfin. That's according to Rav Chisda. Now we're going to have Rav Chanina, who says punkt faker, just the opposite. Rav Chanina Omar kosher efshe loy liyos kmoyu ein het bottle. Same svara that we said like Rav Chisda. If it can eventually become kamoyu, it does not become bottle because it becomes min b'minoi. V'chol sheyefshe loy liyos kamoyu bottle. But anything that can become kamoyu, it becomes bottle. I'm sorry, v'chol sheyefshe loy. If it cannot become kamoyu, then it becomes bottle. So Rav Chanina really says the same thing as Rav Chisda. The only thing is, he says it in reverse. What he means in reverse? You don't look at the mivatel, you look at the batel, what we would call the misbatel. But the Gemara refers to it as the batel. And so therefore, what difference does that make? Okay, so let's look back at, let's go back to the original case. You have the two shchutos, and you have the nevela. Says Rav Chanina, which one can become like the other? The nevela can become like the shchuta. Why? Because eventually it can decay and it can lose its tongue. And so therefore what happens now? If the nevela becomes just like the shchuta, then I have now a situation of min b'minai. Or min b'minai loy batel. Since it's loy batel, that piece of nevela stays intact. What difference does that make stays intact? Now, if any food item touches one of them, since it might have touched nevela, it might have touched shchuta, it becomes sofik, toilin v'loy sarfin. So you see, Rav Chanina argues with Rav Chisda in the first case, because in the first case, according to Rav Chisda, you have two shchuta and you have one nevela. I consider it min b'she'ein ein min toi, and it's bottle. So Rashi says einoi tamei, according to Rav Chisda, according to Rav Chanina, it will become tamei. Fine, it will retain its tamei, and since it's a sofik tamei, it's a din of toilin v'loy sarfin. Let's go on the second case where you have the two nevelis and one shchuta meat. So according to Rav Chisda, we said that since you go after the mivatlin, and the mivatlin were nevelis, the nevelis can become like a shtik shchuta, which means it's going to be min b'minoi. Min b'minoi ain't a bottle. Since it's not bottle, so what do I have now? I have a shchuta among all the nevelis. So according to Rav Chisda, it's now a case of toilin v'loy sarfin. It didn't become bottle to nevela to say it's vade nevela, because I have a suffix, and it's a min b'minoi situation, since the nevelois, which are the mevatlin, could become like the shchuta, so it's min b'minoi ain't a bottle, so I don't know which the food items touched, toilin v'loy sarfin. However, now according to Rav Chanina, since we're talking about two nevelois and the shchuta, we don't focus on the mevatlin, we look at the batel, which is a shchuta. So shchuta cannot become like the mevatlin. Since it can't become, it remains min b'she'ein minai. Since it's min b'she'ein minai, since it's min b'she'ein minai,
it is batel.
Since it's batel,
it all becomes tamei.
It all becomes nevela, and therefore it has a status like nevela, and any food item that touches it now becomes vadei tamei, not toilin, sorfin, but actually sarfin. Good. Yeah. So that's the last Rashi here. Kol she'ef shaloi, three lines from the bottom. Kol ef shaloi levotel, not to the mevatel, but the levotel. Tehainu muat liyos kamoyu shel mevatel. Eina batel, doesn't become batel. Why? Because it's min b'minai. Hilkos nevela eina betela b'shchuta. The nevela doesn't become batel in the shchuta in the first case. Why doesn't the nevela become batel? Because we look at hilkos nevela. I'm sorry.
The throw.
And in the first case, when you have the two shchutos,
correct.
You have
the helkos nevela in a betela b'shchuta.
Correct.
Come in the first case or the second?
The nevela.
We're talking two nevelas and one shchuta.
No, that's no. The sefer. That's no, the next thing. Okay. That's shchuta betela nevela.
Okay.
So getting back to nevela ain't a betela b'shchuta. If you have the two shchutos and you have one nevela, since the nevela can become like the shchuta, how, if it decays, it becomes a min b'minoi loy bottle. Hilka nevela, eini b'teila b'shchut. B'shchuta b'teila b'nevela. Why is shchuta b'teila b'nevela? In other words, you have two pieces of nevela and you have one piece of shchuta. Then the shchuta can become bottle. Why? Because since I focus on the bottle and not on the mevatel, the shchuta cannot become the nevela. Z'drashi di efshel the shchuta sh'ti osa nevela. And therefore, what happens is, it does become bottled to nevelas. All three pieces now have a status like nevela. The noga achas menachatichos of truma bitruma, one of these chatichas, such truma, nisrafes aleha, then you have to go and burn it. It's not a case of toilin, it becomes taka sarfin. Why? Because the shchuta became buckled in the nevela. Since the shchuta became buckled in the nevela, then it's all like nevelas, it's a vaday tuma, and according to Reb Chanina, it's nisrafes aleha.
What is this? Could you explain again what the difference? How would it be different if we did say it goes after the
mavatl instead of the bottle?
Yeah.
Okay, which case do you want? Do you want the first
second,
case or
the second? Case.
The second case. Okay, the second case is you have two neveilois and you have one shchuta.
Right.
Okay, so now you and I look upon it as being, according to what Reb Chiya learned, min b'she'ena minai. Why? Because it's something neveilah meat and there's a shchuta meat. Min b'she'ena minai. What's the din? It is min b'she'ena minai becomes batel, and so therefore the batel should become just like the mavatel, and therefore if it's neveilah meat, those two nevela meats are metame, and now the shchuta should have a din like the nevela that's also metame.
But if you said you go after the batel, how would it be any different?
Okay, so first we're going.
Okay.
We haven't gotten to mavatel
and batel.
First we're talking about the general
question. Okay.
That you have now. You start off with two nevelas and you have one shchuta.
Okay.
One shchuta in two nevelas. It's min b'she'ena minai, right? Because it's a shchuta and the nevela. This is nevela. That's shchuta. Now let's go and talk about the potential that it has. The way we're learning light in our Gemara. Whether the mevatel is the one that you look at, or you look at the batel. So let's start off with Rav Chisda. According to Rav Chisda, we look at the mevatel. These two nevela meats, they can become like shchuta meats.
Right.
Why can they? If they decay, so then it becomes min b'minai.
Right.
Since it becomes min b'minai ain't a batel. So therefore, that shchuta meat remains intact. It doesn't become batel to the others, and the two nevela meats remain intact. So I have now all three remaining intact. I have a mixture now of nevela meat with shchuta meat. If any other item, food item, touches any one of those, I don't know whether it touched the shchuta, I don't know it touched the nevela, so I'm going to be machmer and say that it became tameh, but it's only safek tameh, is toilin v'loy sarf. That's according to Rav Chisda. According to Reb Chanina, since again we're talking about two nevela meats and we're talking about the shchuta meat, and the shchuta cannot become nevela, since it cannot become nevela, why not? Because nevela can become shchuta if it decays. But so why not just say nevela decay? Because we're not looking after the mevata, we're looking at the bata. Since we're looking at the bata, it's shchuta meat. The shchuta meat got involved in the two nevela meats. It's min b'she'enu minoi. The shchuta meat now becomes bata to the nevela meat. If it becomes bata to nevela meat, it's as if all three of them are nevelas, and any food item that touches any one of the three doesn't become tamei safek, it becomes tamei vadai. That's why Rashi says that you have to go and nisrefes oleho. You have to go and burn. So the practical nafkimina between mevatel and batel in this case would be, according to Rav Chisda, it's only toilet v'lay sarfin, and according to Rav Chanina, it would be sarfin because it has a status like a vadai.
In other words, you'd say, according to Rav Chanina, we're not looking at the asid, what it could become. We just look at the what's hashda right now with the.
I'm sorry, I disagree with what you're saying. They both agree that you look at what could be in the future. The question is, what do you look at? Do you look at the mivatel or do you look at the batel? Because if you look at the lashon of Reb Chanina says b'feirush, second wide line. Kol she'efshir loy liyos kemoyu, if it has the potential in the future liyos kemoyu, ain't a batel. Kol she'efshir loy liyos kemoyu, is batel. So he does employ that same svara as Rav Chisda. Both of them say, don't just look at the current events, look at their future. The question is, which item do you look at the future? Do you look at the mevatel, or do you look at the batel? So in that case, again, of your two nevelas and one shchuta, according to Rav Chisda, you look at the mevatel. The mevatel are the nevelas. The nevelas can become shchutois, and so therefore, it becomes a situation of min b'minoi. Min b'minoi does not become batel, and therefore all of them now are a situation of potential
roof. Tomei, tomei.
Tolling veloniv.
One second. So you can see it's not so simple to keep all of this
right.
So my apologies. Anyway, getting back to, we have now two nevela meats and we have one shchuta meat. Says Rav Chisda, on the surface, it looks like min b'she'ena minai. Min b'she'ena minai, it should become batel.
Right.
However, because the nevelas can turn into shchutois,
right,
it becomes min b'minai.
Right.
Since it becomes min b'minai, it
ain't a batel.
Ain't a batel. since it does not become butter, I have now two nevelis and one shchuta meat. If another food item touches it, it is tolin velo sarfin. Why is it tolin? Maybe it touched nevela meat, maybe it touched kosher meat. I don't know. That's only because we're going after the mivata. According to Rab Chanina, you go after the butter. In this case of the two nevela meats and one shchuta meat, since the shchuta meat cannot convert into nevela meat, so it remains as a min b'she'enoi minoi. Min b'she'enoi minoi, the shchuta becomes butter to the nevelas. All three of them are like nevelas now, and now any food item that touches any one of them now is a din of sreifa, not a sreifa toilin, but actually sreifa. Good? Okay. So now we're going to apply this several times, as you'll see in the Amud Bey. But in the meantime, Freitimar, this machloket between Rav Chizda and Rav Chanina, who is it going according to? Alibi d'man. Alibi d'rabbanan, kunt rabbanan hu amri oylin hudloi mevatli adodi amin d'minoi batl. That was yesterday's Gemara, where the Chacham say that the whole din of this bitl min b'minoi, ein b'minoi, remember, we learn it all from Yom Kippur, where you have the two different types of dam, the dam tar and the dam soy. Okay, so the Chacham said, I only apply this, that the dam soy remains intact, even though it's gotten mixed together with the dam par, that's only if you're talking about oilin, when you're talking about korbanos. Oilin hudlim about the adami. So the dam par and dam soy, they both remain straight, and they don't become bottle. Amin b'mina becomes bottle. So imin b'mina becomes bottle, and that's our Gemara of the Nevelis and Shchutos. We're not talking about oilim, we're talking about kabanis. We're talking about regular food items. Aha, so min b'mina would become bottle. So Zokti Gemara, that being the case, says the last Rashi, it makes no difference whether the Nevela falls into the Shchuta, or Shchuta falls into the Nevela, it becomes bottle. Just figure out 2-1. If you have two shchutas against one nevela, it's shchuta. If you have two nevelas against one shchuta, it's nevela. You don't start clearing what's going to be in the future, and it could decay, and that's not, it's not relevant. Min b'mina is bottle and finished. Il ibn Rabbi Yehuda, I, l'choyer, it goes like Rabbi Yehuda, because Rabbi Yehuda is the one that distinguishes min b'mina and min b'she'enoi b'mina. Il ibn Rabbi Yehuda, I, v'ha Rabbi Yehuda basar chazusa azl. Rabbi Yehuda goes after the color. Lav dafka, the color, what he means is, he doesn't go after potential in the future, mit decay and all that, and he just looks at Basher Rusham, like you were saying before. It happens to be right in front of me. All three pieces of meat look exactly the same. Every one of them, the three pieces of roast beef, they could be all shchuta, they could all be nevela, they look the same. You go Basher Chazutas, also. Ve'idi min b'minayhu. So in both cases, nevela and the shchuta, shchuta and nevela, it's all min b'minay. And according to Rabbi Yehuda, min b'minay, loy bato. So it doesn't make a difference whether you have the shchutim and the veil and shchutim. Don't talk about the future. El libd Reb Chiya. Oh, it's going according to Reb Chiya. Who's Reb Chiya? The Tani Reb Chiya. The veil u'shchutim b'teilois zu b'zu. When you have, in fact, a mixture of veil and shchutim, they can become bottle one in the other, even though they're the same men, they're both meat, and they look the same roast beef. But it can become bottle. So now, who is Reb Chiya going according to? Sigmar is assuming that Reb Chiya is not a totally independent third view, but that Reb Chiya himself is learning like either the Rabbanan or like Reb Yehuda. I'll leave it a man. Reb Chiya, I'll leave it a man. I'll leave the Rabbanan or Amri, Oilin, Hudlam, Avati, Adodi, Min, Meminoi, Bottle. So therefore, Nevela meat and Shkuta meat, of course they're bottle. Zubizu, there's nothing to talk about. It's Min, Meminoi, and it's bottle. So what is the Chiddush of Reb Chiya? Elamai ialibid Rabbi Yehuda, he holds komli meminoi, Rabbi Yehuda loy batel. So the choyra Rabbi Chiya kinched him like Reb Yehuda, because Rabbi Yehuda says, in any case of min b'minoi, it's loy batel, and you're saying the veil and shchuta can become batel. So says Imar, lo'oylam ali Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Chiya is learning in kodin to Rabbi Yehuda. Ah, if chika omar Rabbi Yehuda min b'minoi loy batel, hanemili hecha di efshir lei lemehevi kavosei. Ah, we don't look at just Bahasher Husham, what the status is now. We look at the future. Hani mil hecha di efshaleli yehevi kavasei. If one of the two can bend to the other, then it becomes a min b'mina. Even though now, these are separate minim. This is a shkut and this is a nevela. But it can become, subsequently, the nevela can convert into a shkuta. Ah, so therefore it's a min b'mina. If it cannot convert one into the other, then it's bottle. So what's the machloek is now between Rav Chizda and Rav Chinyan? Rav Chizda sabah baser vatal is linen. Look at the larger of the two quantities. Is the larger one the shchuta or is the larger one the nevela? For purposes of bending that and saying, let's look at the potential. So, when you have that there are two shchutos, shchutos cannot become nevelos. So therefore, if you have two shchuta and one nevela, since the mevatel cannot become like the batel, why can this... It becomes?
It's min b'mino.
It's min b'mino and min b'shein amino.
You have two shchutas, you said.
Two shchutas and one nevela.
Right.
Two shchutas, one nevela.
Right. So that's
according to Rav Chisda, can the shchutas become like the nevela?
No.
Since they cannot become, then they're separate minim. This is a shchuta min, and this is a nevela min.
I see. Okay.
And therefore, min b'shein amino
is bottle.
Can become bottle. And therefore, nevela will become bottle to the other two, since nevela will become bottle to the other two. If any food item touches any one of the three, said Rashi Ne'amad Aleph, it'll be tahir. Yeah. One of them is nevela. Yeah, it became bottle to the two shchutos. And therefore, why did it become bottle? The same men? No. They're two different meaning. This is a nevela and there's a shchuta. So why don't I go and say the nevela should become like the shchuta? Because here we're talking about the mevatlim. The mevatlim are the shchutos. Shchutos cannot become nevela. So therefore, it remains two separate meaning. Min b'sheina minoi, it's batel. That's according to Rav Chisda. Rav Chanina sovar baser batel azlina. We go after the batel, meaning we go in the first case of the two shchutos and one nevela. The nevela is the batel guy. That one can become like a shchuta because it can decay and lose its shame of tumah. So now it's a min b'minoi situation. Min b'minoi, according to Rav Chisda, according to Rav Chia, according to Rav Yehuda, min b'mino loy batel. Since it's loy batel, I now have a suffix whether or not if any other item were to touch one of them, did it touch a shchuta, did it touch a nevela? I'm not sure because the nevela didn't become batel. So I say, oh no, it's toilin v'loy sarfin. That's according to Rav Chisda. Rav Chanina said, no, you go after the batel, you don't go after the mevatel. So, just once again, if you have the two shchutos and you have the one nevela, since Rav Chanina says that nevela, which is the batel guy, that can become into a shchuta. If it can become a shchuta, then all three of them, since that nevela can become a shchuta, all three of them now are min b'min. Since it's min b'min loy batel, and therefore if one goes and touches one of those, then it will become tameh. Not like Reb Chizda said that it's a din of toilin, but since over here, we're talking about the two shchutas, keep on mixing the cases. If you have the two shchutas and you have the one nevela, according to Rav Chisda, two shchutos and one nevela, I say that since the shchutos cannot become nevela, it's min b'she'en and minoi. Min b'she'en and minoi.
It's bottle.
It becomes bottle. Since it becomes bottle, therefore, if anything touches it, it'll remain tohar. It'll be tohar. According to B'chanina, since the nevela can become a shchuta, it becomes now min b'minoi. Min b'minoi einoi bottle. If anything goes and touches it, now we have a toilin and v'loi sarfin. So that would be the machloikis in that first case.
Yeah.
Okay, so now that we have explained at infinitum the two, so what have we remained with? The machloikis of Chisda and Rav Chanina is aliba de Rav Chia, aliba de Rav Yehuda. Rabbanan don't figure at all in all of this, because Rabbanan don't distinguish between min memina and min mishena mina. And therefore, it's all according to Rav Yehuda, but it's not the facial Rav Yehuda of just looking at the chazusa, that this is all meat. No, you have to go and look at the potential, which is Rav Chia's explanation of
Rav Yehuda.
You
took away the tumor issue.
Yeah.
So today, without the tumor, would you still use that same
Latin? For Achila.
For Achila, yeah.
Okay, so then that would be dependent on assuming that they're all cooked together in the same pot, so then you would have the din of the machloikis would be whether you would have 60 times one or the other. According to regular Rabbanan, 60 times would be mevatel that you'd be able to go and eat it. According to Rabbi Yehuda, you wouldn't be able to even if it was 1,000, because min b'mino le'batel, even echad mini elef le'matzasi.
We wouldn't look at this in a future case.
Correct.
So it's only because we have tumah. Would that slap it along then for Achila as well?
I don't know what Rav Chia would hold by Achila, because frankly our Gemara doesn't go into it.
Okay.
But maybe other Gemaras do tell us what Rav Chia holds. Okay, so now we're going to go, how did we get into this whole Indian in the first place? Because we're going to bring Rayas now, thank you very much, just a half a go. We're going to bring Rayas, thanks enough. We're going to bring Rayas now, that's something else. We're going to bring Rayas now from our Mishnah to either Reb Chia, I'm sorry, to either Reb Chisda or Reb Chanina, as you will see. That was the first case of our Mishnah, right? Two menachos are in the same klisharis, one on the right, one on the left. No kmitza has been given yet, and the two they're touching each other on the bottom, not full-fledged one heap, but they are, and that's why if you can go and have the kohen do a kmitza from the right one and do a proper kmitza, you can do a kmitza from the left one, a proper kmitza, it's changed, very good. V'imlav, however, if not, meaning that they are so tightly intermixed that you can't go and do separate kmitzas, puzzle, and forget about it. So, okay, Mariette, let me understand. Well, now we're focusing on the first case. What's the first case? That you're going to go and take a kmitza from the first one. What's going to be left from that first kmitza? The shirayim. The shirayim are mixing with the other mincha. Now, on the surface, the other mincha is the larger of the two. Why? Because you have the entire mincha.
This one is pachos kmitza.
Exactly. Here, you start off, both of them were exactly the same initially, but the first one is now missing the kmitza. Let's say it was an isorai. Now it's an isorai minus a kmitza, and the other one is a total isorai. But that's not how the Gemara looks at it. The reason why the Gemara doesn't look at it is zugna mafarshim, is because the mixture is not an entire mixture, totally intermixed. It's only a visula mix. That's why I'm able to do a kmitza from the second one.
It's intermingled.
Intermingled. Good. Thank you. So now, getting back to the first mincha, once I've removed the kmitza, I have all of that shirayim, and that shirayim is greater in quantity than the little piece of mincha to which it got mixed in on the left. There's a little bit of flour. It's not, fully dense and everything goes in. And integrated, because then because otherwise it would be possible. The fact that I can do a kmitz from this and kmitz from that means there's only a small integration on the bottom. So that small integration is the major now is the shirayim, and that small little piece over there is the piece of the second mincha to which it is now attached. And it says in our Mishnah, you can do a kmitz from the second one. As soon as you do the kmitz from the first one on the right, either chavel or shirayim, whatever is left over from the right mincha is now shirayim. V'loy kamavatli shirayim litivla. We should lechoyde say, how can you do a kmitza from the second mincha? The Gemara refers to that second mincha as tivla. Tivla means like you have any peiris which you didn't take the tumas amaisis from. So the Gemara is using such a term. A borrowed term, as a borrowed term to refer to the second mincha from which kmitza has not been extracted yet, has not been lifted yet. Pre-kmitza, that's a tevel. But like kamatli, shirayim l'tivla. Why don't you go and say that the shirayim of the mincha on the right, from which the mincha has already been, the kmitza has already been taken, that should go and overpower the tevel, meaning the remaining mincha on the left. Because this is the roiv against the miyad. And if you would say that those shirayim are mavatul that tevel, that means that the tevel becomes like the shirayim, you wouldn't be able to go and take a second koimitz from that second mincha. Yeah.
How can the shirayim of mincha number one, which is an isaron minus the kmitza, overwhelm the full isaron
only overwhelming that small piece to which it is attached. Right.
So we have the whole isaron. We take away the kmitza, and we have that little subset where they're intermingling.
Exactly.
Which overwhelmed. That's what we're focusing on.
Exactly.
Not the whole isaron of mincha too. Just the intermingling part where they overlap. Thank you.
Now, if you would say that it does overwhelm it and it does mevatel it, then you wouldn't be able to go and take a kmitza from that second mincha. Why couldn't you? Because that would be a case of a mincha that was choser koidem kmitzasa.
It was the overlap is reduced.
Exactly, it's as if it's bottled. It doesn't exist anymore. It's now bottled to the first one, and therefore that's a classic case of a mincha shechosra koidem kmitza, which we've said in the past would be possible. If it's possible, how can I go and take a kmitza from the second one? Zokti Mora, Mandi. The fact that we say that this halacha does not apply, that it becomes bottle, but rather we say that it remains intact and I could take a second kmitza. So let's now analyze who this is according to. Mani, Irabanan, Ha'omar, Oilin, Hulu, Loimavatli, Hadadi. It's only Oilin, those things that go on the Mizbeach. They are not Mavatli. Hom min b'mino, but anything which is not oilin, min b'mino becomes bottle. So Rashi explains, even though the kmitza from the mincha is oila on the mizbeach, but the shirayim is not oila on the mizbeach. So therefore, that's not a case of oilin. So if it's not a case of oilin, it's min b'mino, it becomes bottle. So if min b'mino becomes bottle, then I should go and say that the shirayim, which is flour, and the second mincha, not the whole mincha, just that
the overlap
part, that is also flour. I should say it's min b'minoy, it should become bottle. If it becomes bottle, that means that the second mincha is missing some of its mincha, some of its flour. If it's missing, a mincha shechosra koidma kemitza is possible. So you couldn't take a kemitza. So obviously, our Mishnah cannot go according to the Rabban. El Pshita must be like Rabbi Yehuda. There holds min b'mino loy bottle. Oh, so the second one remains intact. Oh, so that's good. So it's not chosra. Yeah, bishlam leman yom basar bottle is linan bottle have kimavatu. If you hold like basar bottle means that little part of the overlap, then oslina bottle have kimavatu. Then the bottle is like the mavatu, meaning like the shirayim, which it is becoming bottle in. The lchikomitz meidoch havelu shirayim kihani. So then that bottle part can become like the mevatel. Remember, like we said in the Amud Aleph, that the nevela can become a shchuta because if it decays, guess what? The bottle part can become like the mevatel. How can it become like the mevatel? Because just like you gave mincha from the first, you took kemitza from the first mincha, you can take a kemitza from the second mincha. Once you take a kemitza from the second mincha, that's also going to become shirayim. Once you have shirayim, shirayim and shirayim are the same min b'mino loy bottle, so everything's going to be great. That's why I can go and give a kemitza from the second mincha. Just like we said, the nevela can become like the shchuta, that second, that overlap, and the mincha to which it is attached, they can become like the first mincha, meaning the kemitza. How? By going and taking a kemitza from it. And then it'll become shirayim. And then both of them will be shirayim. Shirayim is min b'mino loy bottle. That's why you can take a kemitza from the second one. Eleman yom b'basam mevatel azlinon. If you're going to go and say that you go b'basam the mevatel, then shirayim mikahav etivla. The shirayim cannot revert and become tevel again, because the shirayim were already fixed. You already took out the kemitza from it. So the shirayim cannot become like the tevel. If it cannot become like the tevel, so what happens now? So then it's a min b'she'enoi minoi. Min b'she'enoi minoi, we say, becomes bottle. If it becomes bottle, then that overlap should become bottle to the shirayim
of the first
mincha, and you shouldn't be able to go and do a kemitza on the second one. Zuki mar leima, that alim Rav Chizda d'loi ki Rav Chia, that according to Rav Chizda's view, our Mishnah cannot stim like Rav Chia. Remember, Rav Chia is the one that goes with that svara of what can happen in the future. Don't look at the present, look at the future. Zuki mara nishka raya. In other words, we wanted to bring a raya to Rav Chanina, that you go bust in the bottle, and not like Rav Chizda, that you go bust in the mavatel. Says Yomar, no, you have no raya. Why? Because there's a special din, hasan ki Rav Zeta. Yom Rav Zeta. Nemra hak Torah b'koymitz, v'nemra hak Torah b'shirai. There's a din by the koymitz, that after the koymitz, koyim v'loy koymitzoy, and then you marked it on the mizbech. So there's a pasuk legabi hak Torah by koymitz. There's also a pasuk hak Torah by shirai. It's a negative pasuk, but it's a pasuk nevertheless. That's the pasuk that we had back on the Amud Aleph. Zal yisaktiru mimenu isha l'ashem, kol shimenu ishim harihu b'bal taktiru. So the shirayim also have a hak Torah pasuk. And now I'm going to learn Gzeira Shava. Mahak Torah ha'amura b'koymitz. Ein ha'koymitz mevatel eschaveiroi. One koymitz cannot be mevatel another koymitz. How do you know one koymitz cannot be mevatel another koymitz? That was the Mishnah that we had yesterday. Go back to Chav Beis Amud Aleph. Nisaref kumtza b'koymitz chaveirta. Two koymitz got mixed together. What's it in its ksheira? Right? No, it's mitchas kahan, mitchas kahan. In all of those cases, it's kosher. So you see, a koymitz b'koymitz remains kosher. Just like a koymitz, but koymitz remains kosher, a koymitz mishirayim also remains kosher. Nem raktor b'koymitz, nem raktor b'shirayim. Maktor amur b'koymitz, ein koymitz mevatlas chaveiroi. Afaktor amur b'shirayim, ein shirayim mevatlin es a koymitz. The shirayim can't be mevatl, just like a koymitz can't be mevatl, the shirayim can't be mevatl a koymitz. And therefore, even according to Rav Chizda, even according to Rav Chia, even though normally you go after mevatl, but this is a special halacha of Rav Zeira, that, if you will, trumps everything else that we've learned until now. In other words, it's not negiah to whether you hold basar mevatel, basar batel. When it comes to shirayim, it can't be mevatel the koimet. I really, we're not talking about the koimet, we're really talking about the shirayim being mevatel the other mincha. But the other mincha has in it both shirayim and koimet.
Mixed together.
So in terms of the shirayim portion, shirayim and shirayim, this one, the Yama holds min b'mina ain't a bottle, so that certainly doesn't become bottle. And even the shirayim vis-a-vis the koimet, also, because that's what Reb Zeira said. Ain't shirayim avatlin, it's a koimet.
As long as the second kinesis isn't taken from that overlap.
Exactly. Okay, good.
Yes, that's the one.
That's for sure.
That's one for sure, because otherwise, then you're into the guts of the whole problem there by
that's the halacha of the Mishnah.
Right.
The Mishnah was shtei menach shloim nikmetzu im yochel and nikmetz mizum if the yatzim zum if the yatzim where there is no overlap etc. Then it's kosher. Vim la, but you can't because it's so intermingled. Right. Like you said before, then it would be kosher. Very good. Okay, so we brought one raya. Now we're going to do the same thing again, a second, a third time from our Mishnah. Look, Mishnah vayte toshima hakoimet shenisar v'mincha shloim nikmetzu. You have a koimitz and you have a full-fledged mincha. Nothing was taken from it, and the two, unfortunately, are together in the same kli. Lo yakter, don't be makter it. The mikter, if you were makter it, zushenik mitzah ol tzalabalim, it works. Why? Because you had a full-fledged kmitzah. Just because you had all that other stuff, okay. But that one is a good kmitzah ol tzalabalim. Zushenik mitzah ol tzalabalim, because there was no kmitzah. Now, Zukimura, let's analyze this. V'leikomavato leitivla lekoimitz. Why don't you say that the tevel, meaning the mincha from which no kmitza was given, should overwhelm this kleina kmitzala, and it should go and be mavatal it? But we don't say that. We say that it's still a good comment. Okay, so man, ira banano amri oilin hudul mavatli adadi. This whole concept of yo and min b'mina, that's all by oilin. Ha min b'mina ibatal. However, if you're talking about non-oilin, you're talking about ishirayim, which is not ola, so then it's a din of regular min b'mina. Min b'mina, he doesn't hold like Rabbi Yehuda, that Rabbi Yehuda says, min b'mina ain't a bottle, Rabban hold min b'mina is bottle. So since both of these are flour, so then for sure, the big, big mincha from which no kmitza was taken should overwhelm their kleina kmitzala, and therefore I should go and say that it's bottle, mevotel, I shouldn't say that it's otzalabala. The fact that it says in the Mishnah, otzalabala cannot go according to Rabban. It's only not Rabban. And the Pshita must be like Rabbi Yehuda. The Rabbi Yehuda holds min b'mina loy bottle, and that's why it remains intact, and it's a good kmitz, and it works. As Bishlam on the Amabasim of Atul as Linon. So again, we're assuming, let's see whether our Mishnah can go according to Rabbi Chiya, who doesn't just interpret min b'mina flour and flour, but he interprets it based on the futuristic possibilities. So let's go now analyze again Basar like Reb Chiya, or I'm not sorry, like Reb Chizda, or like Reb Chanina. It's Mishlam Laman Yom Basar Mevatel as Linan. That means that's our Reb Chizda. You look at the Mevatel Havi Kibotel. The Mevatel, what's the Mevatel in our case? The big Mincha that can become like the Kmitza. How can the big mincha become like the kmitza? Exactly. Look,
everything's eligible to become a kmitza.
And as a result, havali min uminoi, that the kmitza is a kmitza, the mavata of the entire yisoran can become a kmitza. So it's a min b'mina. Min b'mina le bottle. That's why the original kmitza
retains its identity. It's a kosher
and the alz is fine. Elamani yom a baser bottle is linan. Ah, so now you're looking at the kmitza, koimitz mikra havetivla. The koimitz cannot become tevel, because the kmitza, Baruch Hashem, you already did a wonderful kmitza. The tevel, you still have to do a kmitza. So the kmitza cannot revert and become tevel. So as a result, what do I have now? A min b'she'ena minai. If it's a min b'she'ena minai, it should become bottle. If it becomes bottle, how do I say that the first kmitza works? And it's oil
about it. Should be swallowed by the tevel isaram.
Exactly. Zoktimar lemed loik Reb Chiya, because Reb Chiya was the one that means Reb Chiya according to that man diomar. In other words, according to basim, if the man diomar basim vatalin, then it's good. But if you go basim vatalin, so according to Reb Chanina, according to Reb Chiya, the chayyur the mishnah does mishdim. And for the more the same territory before, hanami kid Reb Zeira, that Reb Zeira's halacha really doesn't fit into the mevatel and bottle, but rather, like we said before, it says haktorah legabe koymitz mit koymitz. It says haktorah legabe shirayim. Just like koymitz is not mevatel koymitz, then shirayim is not mevatel other shirayim, and so therefore, in our case over here, not only mevatel
shirayim. It's a carve out for kmitza because of the pesukim.
Good. So in fact, the words of Reb Zeira stim much more nicely over here, because just like a koymitz can't be mevatel koymitz, shirayim can't be mevatel the koymitz. So we have a pre-existing koymitz. The shirayim, it's really not just the shirayim, it's the whole mincha.
Saron, mincha, koymitz, and shirayim, still intact, still in one blob.
Cannot go and be mevatel the koymitz. The halacha of Reb Zeir is shirayim can be mevatel. This is shirayim, this agantzah.
It's a shirayim plus.
It's a shirayim plus a kmitza. So look at each one individually. Koymitz can't be mevatel koymitz. That was the mission we had yesterday in Chol Beis. And shirayim can be mevatel koymitz. So, bottom line is, that's why it doesn't become bottled, and that's why you
so
can...
So it seems like in this case we're saying that a mincha before the kmitza, we look at it at where it's going to be. It's going to be a komets and it's going to be shirayim.
Exactly. We look at its two components in
right. And we say they're still there intermingled, but since at any moment you could do the kmitza, we deem it as if they're already interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Right? A kol shiroi le kmitza and kmitza makeves, as it were.
Okay, that's bilin, but fine. So you're saying you're applying that to kmitza.
Apparently.
Fine. Okay. Toshima. So now let's go to the final case in the Mishnah. This Arif Kumta b'shirayim, either b'shireha, or b'shirayim shel chaver. We lost two words, or one word, to the test of the Shita supplies that word. So the koymitz fell into its own shirayim, or to shirayim shel chaver. What's a din lo yachta? Don't be makta because of the iser of kichol sa'ar v'chol dvash. I shouldn't mention that word. Aria left already. So it works. So now, how does it work? V'hochad lehave mevatel kibotel, lekamavatli le shirayim lekoymitz. So the Gemara is starting again with that same type of svar. So what happens now? I have the koymitz. Let's just talk about its own shirayim. You don't need to go in shirayim shachaveta. You have the koymitz, fell into its own shirayim. V'hochad lehave mevatel kibotel, the mevatel, what is the mevatel over here? The shirayim. It cannot become like the bottle, cannot become like the koymitz, because you already took the koymitz out from it. So it can't become koymitz again. So the mevatel cannot become like the bottle. V'loika mevatel ilay, so now since the mevatel can't become like the bottle, so the choyret should be a case of min b'she'enay minay. If it's min b'she'enay minay,
it should be according to...
It should become bottle. Min b'she'enay minay is bottle.
So the koymitz should be invalid.
Exactly. V'loika mevatel ilay shirayim the koymitz. And the Mishraim is not mevatel the koymitz. And the Gemara goes now shorthand, mani I rabbanon, can't go to rabbanon, because rabbanon don't just, they only hold oilin ein mevatlin zuzu, but min b'minoi is bottle. So it can't go contra rabbanon, because over here we said it did not become bottle, because the koymitz we said, im hekter otzalabah. Okay, v'chuli, Gemara says, we already learned this twice. So now says Yimor Omreb Zera, Nemra Asa, but however, if you're going to go according to Rabbi Huda, and you're going to go according to Rabbi Chia, don't they have a problem? Achadli have mevatel kibotel, since the mevatel cannot become like the bottle, deloy have mevatel kibotel, the mevatel cannot, what's the mevatel? That's the shirayim, they can't become like the bottle. Since they can't become like the bottle, so then it becomes min b'she'en aminoi. Min b'she'en aminoi, l'choyre should be mevatel it. And we said over here, v'loy ka mevatel le shirayim l'koymet. Why doesn't the shirayim be mevatel l'koymet?
Why is the komets kosher?
Why is the komets kosher? Again, I'm Reb Zeira, nem raktor b'koymet, v'nem raktor b'shirayim, maktor amur b'koymet, ein koymet mevatel z'chaveroi, afaktor amur b'shirayim, ein shirayim mevatel in esa koymet. And here's the akamamish that case. We don't have to split it up and say you have shtikl shirayim, you have koymet. He have mamish the shirayim, and you have the koymet
separate, and that's it.
And the shirayim is not mevatel the koymet, so therefore the koymet remains bimiluah intact with all of its halachas.
His name and label of koymet,
and therefore if you go and throw it, what's the din? It's going to be
over the lav of being makter shirayim, but you didn't. You still have a successful mincha because you were successfully makter the koymet.
Beautiful. All those listening, you heard Barry. Beautiful. Toshima, one final raya, and with this we conclude our sugya. Toshima, tivla b'ketzach b'shumshimin u'b'chol minei tavlin. What happens if a person eats erev Pesach? He knows he needs matzahs tonight to go and eat by the Seder. Mm-hmm. But he doesn't like dry matzahs. Dry matzahs, he's supposed to eat lechem oini. He doesn't like lechem oini. So what did he do? He went and added to it some seasonings. Tivla is the lotion of tavlin. He put in ketzach, he put in shumshimin, Kol mina tabla, any type of spice.
What type of spice is ketzach?
Ketzach, they say, is kimmel. And you have kimmel broit, and you have kimmel...
in Yiddish, in English.
I don't know what it's called in English.
It's a late night.
Well, how do they translate?
A late night person.
How do they...
The article doesn't give a title.
No, they're just called kimmel?
Yeah. No, they don't call kimmel either. They just said some spice.
They call it Jimmy.
The Jimmy? Okay.
Is it a purse?
Yeah, all right. Anyway, Toshima, ketzach. Ketzach 23. Oh, 20, the fennel.
That's okay. Fennel. Oh, yeah.
Fennel. You know what fennel is? I had a teacher last name was fennel.
No, my wife uses it in cooking. Okay.
Alternatively, a type of seed cultivated in Arabia.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay. So you know what fennel is? Good. Fennel apparently is
kimmel. I don't know what it is. I know
my wife uses it. I don't know what fennel is. I don't know what kimmel is. Whatever it is, it is.
Ketzach. Okay. So he's being... He's
it's ketzach, yeah.
He's flavoring his matzah mitzvah with ketzach and shimshim in it.
And the other type. So it's kshera, it's a matzah, it's a matzah. El shenikris matzah metuvelis. It gets the name of matzah metuvelis. In other words, spiced up, it's spicy matzah, right?
Mm-hmm.
Spicy matzah. Good. Skosol kadaitach. So the havamina was, it's a very strange havamina, but as I should remark, the apishla tavlin tvei matzah. There were more spices than there was flour in this matzah. That's the habit.
Well, the taste is certainly of the tavlin, not of the matzah.
Matzah's
a neutral taste, so you'll taste the tavlin, you won't taste the matzah.
Okay, I hear you loud and clear. But Pashut Matzah, there's more, and you're saying, it's the taste, it's more. Okay, fine. So there's more tavlin than there's matzah. Is it Bishloim Mezuk Timora, if you're going to hold like Laman Diomer, Basir Bottle is lean on, if you're going to go after the bottle means you're going to go after the matzah. Is bottle have a kimavatel? So the bottle, meaning the matzah, can become like the tavlin. How can the matzah become like the tavlin? The lechim ma'apsha, when the flour, or actually the matzah, when it eventually spoils, have a look at tavlin. Not that it's going to have a wonderful taste like tavlin, but I mean just like the tavlin doesn't have a tertis matzah, the matzah will not have a tertis matzah. Since it doesn't have, since it can eventually become like the mavato, like the tavlin. What's going to happen now is going to be min b'minoi le bottle, and that's why when you eat the matzah on Seder night, even though the roiv of this matzah is tavlin, but you are yoitz in the mitzvah of matzah, and that's why he's saying shana matzah, shenikra matzah mitzvahs. So it'll be a kosher matzah, and it's kosher, and you're yoitz, and everything is fine. Eleman yamabasim mavatel is linon. You're going to go after the mavatel, since the larger quantity is the tavlin. Tavlin, mikav matzah. These tavlin, no matter what you, how many times you snap your hands and do magic tricks, it's never going to become matzah. So therefore, it's a min b'she'ena minoy. Min b'she'ena minoy, it should become bottle. How are you yoitz eating matzah on Seder night? You're eating tavlin, you're not eating matzah. It should become bottle to the tavlin. So l'choy, you have a raya that you go after the mivatel, you don't go after
the bottle.
Or the other way around. The mandiyom, a bottle is leaning, bottle having a matzah. Yeah, it's good. So you go after bottle, you don't go after the mivatel, because if you go after the mivatel, the tavlin cannot become matzah, and so therefore you should have a min b'shein and minoy. Min b'shein and minoy should become bottle, it should not be matzah. After the yomara, achma iskinen, toloi avish lo tavlin. It was not so much tavlin. The ruba mamatzi, yes. Most of it was matzah. Foloi bottle, that's the reason why the tavlin are not mevatel the matzah. Because the matzah is taka the big guy. Right. He's the matzah. Well, Tekanami, I'll bring you a raya. Diktoni, look at that price that we just read. Matzahi. What if the matzi? El shenikris matzah metuveles. What he's telling you is, since the roiv of this mixture is matzah, only a smaller amount is the tavlin. So therefore, it's such a matzah. It's called matzah metuveles because it's spiced up a little bit by the spice. But it's really matzah. Shema, we know that that's taka the case. It's talking about that the matzah is the roiv and not the tavlin, and therefore you don't have a raya against the man diyamar, basar mevatel is linan. If anything, you can go basar the bottle is linan. So, shema mina, bottom line is, the gemara, we have no raya one way or the other, because it really depends on which was the greater quantity, the tavlin or the matzah, shema mina. And with this, we have concluded the
sukkah. One last question on this last piece. When we talk about bottle, very often taste is the determinant. Mm-hmm. Why isn't taste, which is clearly the spices, the determinant here?
There's probably another man that disagrees. Okay. But this brisa that says if you go after the matzah, it didn't become bottle, it doesn't go after the taste. You're right. The other gemara says you go basa chadutza, basa tam.
Right, 100%. I mean, everything we have in Nosein Tam has to do with tam. You taste it. You give it to a nachtam, a non-Jewish nachtam, to taste the thing.
That's
so. Right. So why? How can we say here?
Yeah, I hear you loud. That's the gabe kashrus, the gabe.
But here it's
the kashrus of the matzah.
Right. Right. Exactly.
It makes sense.
Makes sense. Yes.
Are you Yotzi the Matzah Smitzah? Yeah.
Could very well be, according to the man Yama, to go Basatam, that it would be so overwhelmed that you wouldn't be Yotzi Matzah Smitzah. Make sure we get back to the Sochim, we'll go and